This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't care. George's going to hear me sing it.
I think by the end of the year, George needs to memorize this song and do karaoke with it.
With us?
Oh, how great would that be?
George Niang joins us right now, North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. George, how the hell are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
How many times have you ever heard that song?
Time, but I'm jazzed up, and it's only 8:40 in the morning.
Oh, scary. George, we got to teach him the lyrics. We got to have him sing it for karaoke, like you said, Tone. This is a one. You know what? Next summer, we should have him sing it at Campbell Palooza. Next summer, Tone.
Honestly, Ken, I was a little pissed off that I didn't get the invite to a Campbell Palooza. This is like, do I not look like a guy that would crush a charity beer pong tournament?
Wait, they said they invited you. Oh,
someone's lying to me. I got some bones to pick with some people.
All right, I know exactly who you need to text, and we will make sure that's remedied next year.
I mean, they could be celebrating at that Campbell Palooza a playoff berth and maybe more.
Oh, even more. You're 5-0, George. What's led to this incredible start? Honestly,
I just think we've always had so much depth. I mean, you got to give our front office a lot of credit. You know, you look at our roster from 1 to 15, even our 2-way guys. You know, that can play. And then, you know, obviously you bring in kind of like a mastermind like Kenny. He kind of walks around looking like a mad scientist over there on the sideline. And he's kind of just, you know, allowed us to tap into our potential, you know, especially offensively, but still keeping our identity defensively. And I think the biggest thing is he's not afraid, you know, to get on guys and, you know, demand guys to play unselfish basketball, and I think that's what we've been doing, and we've been real process-based. You know, it's great being 5-0, but we're always looking to, it's about us. How can we continue to improve, be unselfish, do things for each other so that winning is something that happens every day.
All right, George, you used the term kind of a mastermind. He's been called an offensive guru. When did you know it? Obviously, you knew what people have said about Kenny Atkinson, and you've got teammates that have played for him. But what was it specifically that when he took over and it was time to actually roll out the new sets and hear his point of view, his worldview when it comes to basketball, when was it that you knew that you were dealing with a different guy when it comes to offense?
To be honest with you, when he first got the job, I think he called everybody, and just the way he was going over how to – our starting lineup is pretty unique, right? We have 2 bigs and 2 scoring guards. And how he described how he was going to, you know, use them and create space, I was like, wow, there's a lot of thought and mindfulness and purpose that goes into what this guy says. And it was just extremely impressive to hear him elaborate on how he wants to use, you know, Donovan, Darius, and Evan, and how it's going to create space for, you know, me, Karis, Max, Dean, Sam, to continue to make plays and get open threes and how he wants to play fast. And, you know, once he started elaborating on that, I knew we were in really good hands.
Was there anything specifically he hit on for you that maybe you hadn't heard before, even though you're a veteran, you've been around long enough?
I don't know. I'm pretty freaking old, so I've heard every... No, I'm just kidding. I don't think it was any one thing specific, but it's just like when you're talking to someone and you understand that they understand what's going on and they can, you know, dissect things and pour into things where they're like, okay, you guys weren't doing enough of this, and I think this is what's going to make you successful. And I don't remember anything specific because it's 8:40 in the morning. I probably don't even remember what I ate for breakfast, but he gets it.
What time, George, what time do NBA players usually wake up? I mean, you guys are second shifter guys, so what time do you usually get up?
Yeah, I would say me and Tristan probably lead the charge at 6 a.m. because that's just the kind of guys we are. No, I'm kidding.
I was about to say, geez.
I probably get up around like 8:15 and kind of just start my routine and keep it rolling.
What time do some of the young guys wake up? Like, what time does Evan Mobley wake up in the morning or in the afternoon?
Yeah, that's a good point right there. I'm not going to put out his business, but you said and or afternoon. That's a TBD kind of question. But, you know, we have a ton of young guys. So these guys, I don't know, they're probably still growing, you know, eating popcorn in their bed, waking up with Sour Patch Kids, yeah, hanging out of their hands. So I would probably say maybe closer to 10 for those guys.
How do you guys, George Niang joining us on the show, how do you guys, like, pace yourselves? Because it's like, oh, my God, they're 5-0 for only the third time in the organization's history. And it's a great start, but it's like you guys got to be looking at it going, guys, we got over 70 games left. How do we deal with the ebbs and flows? Like Donovan was talking yesterday about how they like to learn lessons through winning. It makes it a little bit easier. So how do you guys kind of go about this season?
Yeah, you know, when I talked about earlier about being like process-based, like it's great to win. Like don't ever take away from that and don't ever apologize for winning. And we love that. But at the end of the day, like, it's really one of the first times in my 9-year NBA career where everything is so focused on like us and getting better. Like, you know, whether if it's film, whether if it's your development, whether if it's taking care of your body, because we all know how injuries go, you know, during the year, everyone's focused on like, what can I do that's in my process or today that's going to make me better for the next day. And then the next day I'm doing the same thing to try and make myself better for the next day. And I think when you have that instilled in 15 to 18 guys' mind and along with the coaching staff, the training staff, like everybody's so dialed in on like, how can we continue to manufacture great days to get a little bit better?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So that when it comes late April, May, June, you know, we're playing our best basketball. I think the biggest thing for us is that, you know, obviously since LeBron has left, you know, the Cavaliers have gotten back to the playoffs. They've won a playoff series. But like I've said before in other times, is Cleveland fans expect you to get to the finals and win. Like, that's just something that's expected. That's kind of the standard, you know, since, you know, LeBron was here or, you know. So I think the biggest thing for us is manufacturing great days, stacking great days so that we can be the best. And winning, that doesn't hurt your confidence either, Ken.
All right, George, oftentimes LeBron comes into town and it steals the show. It's everybody's talking about LeBron, and for obvious reasons, there's a banner hanging above. The guy is one of the most famous athletes in all the world, and he comes through. He rolls into town with his son. They're getting all the questions about whether Bronny's going to play. And then you guys just kind of calmly kicked their ass in the first quarter. How did that feel? And was there kind of a tone that you guys wanted to set that maybe you talked about before the game?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us was kind of drowning out that noise. You know, it's easy to get, you know, looped into all the hype and, you know, feel some type of way and want to make it about, you know, your team because we are at home. But at the same time, we should never discredit, you know, what LeBron has done in this career. I mean, I think that he's played more years than some guys on our team have been alive. So that's pretty friggin' impressive. But at the same time, I think the biggest thing for us is that every night is an opportunity for our team, you know, to continue to prove, you know, that you were for real. And we continue to take that challenge. And last night was another thing or another opportunity for us to do that. And I think we did a great job of playing fast and making the Lakers play against our half-court defense. I don't know if you know, but trying to score over Evan Mobley and Jared Allen is like trying to run the ball against Alabama back in the day.
That's a very tough thing to do. George Niang joining us here on the show. Were you paying attention when Bronny came into the game? You know we have to ask you about the kid.
Yeah, Ken. So I actually have a fun story. So he checks in the game, and I go up to Ty Jerome, and I ask him, I said, has Bronny scored, you know, since he's been in the NBA? And Ty was like, I don't think so. And I asked one of the Lakers players, they're like, no. I was like, okay, good. Well, I'm not going to be guarding him. Isaac, you go guard him. And then our rookie guarding him, and he ended up scoring. But the reason saying that is because I knew that was going to be a highlight that I was going to be playing one forever and all day, every day on ESPN today. So I'm glad I could take a nice break from being the star of the show, but not the star of the show.
That is a savvy veteran move right there. See, you knew exactly what that was going to be like.
Yeah. I mean, give the kid credit. I mean, he looked, you know, there was some, like, he scored his first 2 points and, you know, he didn't look like he was overwhelmed or excited. And then the next play, he had a chance to go and someone stripped him. But he looks, like, extremely explosive. Like, I was actually pretty impressed.
George, you guys got a big win in New York as well. And so while we're here coming on the heels of a dominating performance, I was almost more impressed with you guys battling back when it looked like same old between the Knicks and Cavs, and you guys put an end to it, and Darius went off in the fourth quarter at MSG. What was that like after the game?
You know, that was great. You know, obviously, you know, people have said a lot about that Knicks and Cavaliers, you know, rivalry. And, you know, I think for us is that we wanted to keep chipping away. I know in the third quarter we got down 12. Got it back to even and even took the lead. But what Darius, the performance that Darius put on was second to none. That was impressive, you know, kind of just putting the team on your back, making tough shot after tough shot. And then he doesn't get enough credit. He had a huge block down the stretch against Jalen Brunson. And those are the type of plays that you need, you know, from your leaders. And, you know, just speaking on that, and I think Kenny instills that belief and demands that greatness out of those core guys that, you know, are our leaders. And that was just a moment where Darius, you know, rose to the occasion. And that's expected. And I'm happy that he's healthy because a healthy Darius is someone that the Cavs need.
All right. So they want me to ask you this question. I don't. Well, remember, it comes from a respectful place. We both know what I look like, but a lot of people want to know, have you lost weight? You've always been in good shape, George, but have you lost weight?
Yeah. You know, I definitely honed into my body. It was something that was important to me. I think after the way the season ended last year, I think, you know, a lot of people were disappointed, but, you know, I was extremely disappointed in you know, I definitely wanted to come back and be in the best shape that I can be to help this team win games. Because let me tell you this, there's no better place to be when Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse is on fire after winning at home in a game 7 in the playoffs. Let me tell you that.
George, it's wonderful. We can't thank you enough for the time. We hope to run you down again very soon. All the best. Continued success, my friend.
Yes, and Ken, if I don't get that invite to Campbellpalooza, just delete my number, all right, pal?
I will make sure you get the invite to Campbellpalooza. My phone has lit up several times. We will make sure it happens this year, okay? I promise.
All right, and make sure you cheer on my Cyclones, man. We can't let Matty Campbell and Skip go without our blessings.
You know we're cheering over here. You know we're cheering over here. Hopefully they get it. Texas Tech's a little bit difficult this year. I don't know what they're doing with them. But either way, George, thank you very much for the time, buddy.
Appreciate you guys.
Oh, George Yang joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.